new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And here's what people are talking about today, April the 16th. Might need the air conditioner today, but you might need the furnace by the weekend. State of the Schools location announced. And Living Proof is Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. We'll cover that again this morning. And good morning. 8:06 Eastern Time. Chicagoland, I see your dot again. Or that's actually an Alexa. Could be a dot. Whatever. Tell somebody else in Chicagoland to listen too. Mama's there, and so is Mike Rhodes, my buddy, the bestest editor-in-chief, MuncieJournal.com and the 765BusinessJournal.com. I sent him a text this morning and mentioned him on the pre-feed. I think I also mentioned Paul Poteet. He's our meteorologist. And the weather, of course, is something everybody is thinking about.
Well, a front that went south of us yesterday and cooled us off a couple of degrees is going back to the north again. So I think we go back to about 80 for the high today. 80 degrees with just an isolated shower or storm chance during the day. Keep an eye to the sky, but most of the day for most folks is going to be dry. And then for tonight, better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And we'll have several periods of rain and storms on Wednesday. Tonight and tomorrow, there is a severe risk. Low tonight of 61, the high on Wednesday, 69. And 69 on Thursday, but partly sunny, nice during the day, could have another round of storms that might be severe Thursday night. Showers will end early Friday, cooler high of 60, and then it's nice this weekend, but highs only into the mid-50s. At night, we do stay above freezing.
Above freezing, and he's proud of that. You might need the furnace, like I said, this weekend. 8:07, coming on to our news summary now. We are news talk, sports talk, community talk, the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. One of our items today is the location announcement of the State of the Schools community meeting for the Muncie Community Schools. We knew this some time ago, but we were asked to hold back the location. We gave you the save the date as Wednesday, May the 8th, 6 p.m. reception, 7 p.m. program. The location is Southside Middle School, which is not far from where we're sitting right now on the south side of Muncie, Indiana. One of our stations in the Woof Boom Radio Group is WMUN, and the news summary airs now. As we told you first last week on WMUN News Radio, the statewide Ready grants were announced now in the voice of Trevor Friedeberg.
We received a regional allocation of $35 million. Now, in the last round of Ready, we received $15 million. So this is a $20 million increase in our funding for East Central. Of all the awards given, and there were 15 regions that applied, they all received funding. This was by far the greatest increase of any region throughout the entire state. So I'm very, very proud of that work.
He's the president and CEO of ECI Regional Partnership. Hear about the next steps on the full interview from yesterday on WMUNMuncie.com. One candidate for Congress is using his personal experience as motivation to get to Washington. Kurt Darling has that.
Jameson Carrier is a businessman from Richmond. He's running to try and succeed Greg Pence in the Indiana 6th out of Eastern Indiana. Carrier's platform is to secure the southern border, and the reason why.
We've been personally impacted by the border. My wife and I lost our son, Joey, April 15th of 2022. To fentanyl poisoning.
Talking to All Indiana Politics, he says fentanyl needs to stop being funneled across the southern border from China. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
The Ball State Tapestry Hotel is first, but there are five parts to the development that needed Muncie City Council approval recently, says Mayor Dan Ridenour.
I had talked with President Mearns about, please, you have to use a developer so that there's property taxes. It can't be Ball State owned. And they agreed to do that and are, so there will be tax revenues for the city. And because of that, they came to us to get part of that match of anticipated Ready 2.0 funds. And you have to have that or the Ready 2.0 funds don't don't appear.
From WMUN News Radio last week, a man charged in the disappearance of an Indianapolis baby has accepted a plea deal. This report from last week, Donnie Burgess filed it.
8-month-old Amaya Robertson went missing in March 2019 and has never been found. Robert Lyons faces 4 neglect charges, but in a deal with the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, he will plead guilty to 1 charge and the other 3 will be dropped. Lyons' prison sentence would be capped at 10 years. Baby Robertson's mother, Amber, is also facing 4 neglect charges. Both Lyons and Robertson are still in the Marion County Jail. Lyons' trial's in May, while Amber Robertson is in June. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Some are skeptical when Republican Suzanne Crouch says she will axe the tax, but she says,
I'm talking about a tax cut. I'm not talking about a tax replacement. So I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit. So here's how we do it. We're going to limit government growth. We're going to find efficiencies in government, and then we're going to end wasteful government spending.
From WMUN News Radio yesterday, as she continues to campaign for the party's nomination, early voting is open. The primary day is May 7. 5,000 babies have been delivered at Ascension St. Vincent and Fishers.
Baby number 5,000 is Neela Kripe. She weighs 7 pounds and 13 ounces. She was born to Daphne Sanchez and Trevor Kripe on Wednesday.
Nancy was honestly pretty easy. Delivery was really easy. The staff here was great, so we're pretty happy overall.
Daphne says she was a bit surprised by all of the attention, but in a good way. Fishers Mayor Scott Fadna says this is a major milestone, not only for the family, but for Ascension St. Vincent, who he says provides quality health care to the people that live in his city. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Another national award for WLBC, the National Association of Broadcasters Leadership Foundation, announced the recipients of the Celebration of Service to America Awards, recognizing outstanding service to their communities by local television and radio stations. Service to Community Award for Radio Small Market, WLBC-FM, for Muncie Unite. Winners to be announced and honored at the awards June 4 at the Anthem in Washington. For more info about the awards and the event, there's a link on our news page this morning. More ways to watch out and help kids, as we hear from WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
As Child Abuse Prevention Month continues, we want to help Firefly Children and Family Alliance get the message out that they are there to help families avoid or repair states of crisis.
We get funded by the Department of Child Services to go in and try to help prevent a crisis from happening in families so they don't end up in the system. Or we try to get involved in the middle of that crisis so it doesn't escalate to a point, again, where they're getting involved with the system or something worse.
Megan Wills, Director of Community-Based Services at Firefly, she says they welcome calls or walk-ins. Contact an address on wolfboomnews.com. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Attendees at the Chuck Strong Tailgate Gala saw some famous faces Friday night who helped raise an additional $1 million for cancer research. Sasha Nixon has that.
Former Colts quarterback Andrew Luck and former Colts head coach Chuck Pagano brought in a hefty sum, which team owner Jim Irsay promised to donate if the two could toss footballs to knock down 16 boards in 60 seconds. A video of the challenge shows attendees cheering on the competitors, with mascot Blue showing support as well. And when Pagano appears to be struggling to knock down his final 4 boards, Luck pushes him aside so he can successfully finish the job. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
You can watch the full video from that event at Anthony Calhoun's X page, formerly Twitter. Every year they kick off a donation campaign with a fundraising lunch at Amazing Joe's in Muncie for Hearts and Hands United. May 16, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the event for back-to-school help for kids and families in Delaware County, but they need sponsor help. In the first years as a nonprofit, they served about 200 kids. Last year, it was about 1,800 children alone. With the rising cost of living, they expect to have an even greater need this year. And Kay Walker and the Hearts and Hands United Group needs and thanks you for your support. 100% of all the funds raised from donations and from the sales of tickets go to the kids. Get with Kay Walker for more information. Abortion is a big talking point among the candidates for Congress this year. Kurt Darling reports on where one of those candidates from eastern Indiana stands.
Jameson Carrier is an entrepreneur from Richmond. Many of his fellow Republicans have made it clear where they stand on a nationwide abortion ban. For Carrier,
I believe that Roe v. Wade, you know, sent that decision back to the states. However, I'm always going to be for life, and I'm going to be for anything that helps to encourage life.
Talking to All Indiana Politics, Carrier also wants to get government spending under control, saying current lawmakers are spending your tax money like it's monopoly money. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
In Madison County, WLBC reporter Brett Busby has this.
Save the date for a good old-fashioned sock hop with the Anderson Museum of Art. Poodle skirts, slicked back hair, saddle shoes, and an evening of dancing with a special guest appearance by today's Elvis, Scotty Zion. April 27th, 7 p.m., Anderson Museum of Art at 32 West 10th Street in Anderson. Tickets $30. All proceeds benefit the Anderson Arts League's mission to support arts programming. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Thanks much, Brett. Great job as always. Coming up later this hour, decaf might now be bad for you too. Oh, come on. And the word of the day, I've forgotten a couple of days in a row. I'll get it in today. Verboten is next on WMUN.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Sometimes I make mistakes. I may have done that yesterday on this very same program. I think I said the correct date, but perhaps the wrong day. For living proof, I did say April 17th, which of course is Wednesday, I may have set a different day of the week because I'm a dopey man. Anyway, Wednesday, of course, is the day. It is a one-day event this year for Living Proof from 5 to 8 p.m. This is where local law enforcement, public safety personnel, and a whole lot of volunteers and people come together at Muncie Central High School, and they act out the scenes of what transpires far too many times in the wake of an incredibly bad decision to drive impaired, whether it's alcohol or drugs or even texting and driving and so many other things that you just shouldn't be doing when you're operating a motor vehicle. Living Proof is free for all ages, though they ask those 13 and over for the best ages to understand what's going on. And specifically, if they're younger kids, make sure they are accompanied by an adult. The older kids can go there as long as you know they're going to behave and take this seriously. This is 5 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, as I'm sitting here on the 16th of April, 2024. That's tomorrow night, Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. What you're going to do is park in the north parking lot of Muncie Central High School and look for door number 17, big numbers over the door. Walk in that one. They'll guide you to where you need to go. Tours start every 10 minutes or so you're not waiting around long. And the last tour probably starts at about 20 till or 15 till 8 p.m. The more people that go through this, the better, because that means they're making an impact with as many people as possible to make better, more sober choices to not drive impaired. All right, let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 16th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Library Day. We celebrate the keepers of the books. They don't just shelve and reshelve. Librarians play a larger role not always seen, like teaching literacy classes and hosting child story times. And please, mind the due date. Also on this date, in 1972, First Lady Patricia Nixon was at dinner with President Nixon in Beijing, where she told the Chinese premier that she liked pandas. A few months later, the Chinese premier sent the U.S. two giant pandas, Ling Ling and Xing Xing. They lived at the Smithsonian's National Zoo. The Rolling Stones released their self-titled debut album in the U.K. in 1964. I wanna say how it's gonna be. It was at the top of the charts there for 3 months, and Harriet Quimby became the first woman to fly across the English Channel in 1912. I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Mom in Minnesota, and many listen every single day. Tell a friend to do the same thing. Mom's sitting there with a crossword puzzle and her coffee right now saying, Stephen, do the word of the day. Okay, Mom. I am verboten from cursing on the radio. Forbidden. Verboten is T-E-N. I'm looking right at it and I can't spell it. Sheesh. WMUN's word of the day provided by my brother Pat. Pat Lindell, not related to the pillow guy in Minnesota. Now on to our next item here. Wait a second now. This is coffee drinker Steve Lindell, your radio buddy, talking to you every day on the radio, saying, wait a second, what? Now, decaf might be bad for me?
This is House Call for Health. Some advocacy groups say decaffeinated coffee may not be a healthy alternative. Groups including the Breast Cancer Prevention Partners and the Center for Environmental Health are raising their concerns about decaf coffee consumption to the Food and Drug Administration. A common way to remove caffeine from coffee includes boiling the beans and then soaking them in chemicals like methylene chloride, which is often used in nail polish remover. The FDA currently allows a small amount of the chemicals to remain on beans that are sold to consumers. The advocacy groups are arguing direct exposure to the chemical can cause drowsiness, numbness, and nausea. The New York Post reporting there was a study back in 1986, and rodents that were exposed to the chemical in the air developed lung and liver tumors. And a study in 2016 showed animals with tumors in their breasts. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Frequent listener Danny is a Pacer fan. I admitted yesterday to Danny, for Danny, that I was wrong about the upcoming Pacers season before it began. They're quite good. And they are in the playoffs, in case you missed that announcement. They have the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round. We know it's a Sunday game at Milwaukee. We do not know the time. We're told by the NBA, Jared Boomer, our guy across the hallway on WLBC, who knows these sorts of things, thinks that after they do what the NBA calls play-in games, the winners of those will somewhat determine how the TV people put those games as far as time and all that stuff. So we have no idea what the time will be, but we know it's a Sunday game. We know also that all the Pacer playoff games are live on WMUN Radio, the home of the Pacers. So, Danny, who you got? Pacers or Bucks? Mayor Ridenour, big Pacer fan. Who you got? He has probably spent millions of dollars on season tickets through his lifetime. Mayor Ridenour, big, big fan of the blue and gold. We'll continue with more in a moment, and our guest coming into the studio soon will be Indiana State Rep Sue Arrington, live on WMUN.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay until Wednesday, April 24th at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, oh, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees.
Need an upgrade on any of those?
Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. Call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill.
Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-260-7979. That's 800-260-7979. 800-260-7979.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Here we go at 8:30 WMUN Live Radio. And in the studio, always better, though she will appear on telephonic devices or whatever is necessary. Indiana State Rep. Democrat Sue Arrington. Always good to see your smiling face, Sue.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
So how's the off-season treating you? No session in session for you.
No, we're out of session, but we're still have lots of things to do.
Yeah, well, what have you been up to? Do you have anything lately you've liked to share with the folks?
Well, last week I attended Civics Day for middle schoolers. It was a contest that the Chamber of Commerce put on, and the winner was from Daleville.
Nice.
But they fielded questions about civics, about the Constitution, really.
It's not enough of that, is there?
We
have the kiddos learning about that important subject.
Yes. Well, it's surprising those of us in the audience who were, you know, mostly parents and me. We tried to think of, as the kids were thinking about the answers, so were we. It was multiple choice. And so,
how'd you do?
Well, I didn't get them all right.
That's okay. Full disclosure, Sue's always honest.
Yeah.
I would probably be in a low percentile myself, full disclosure there.
Well, it's surprising. You think you know it all, but you don't.
Yeah, studying is something that is a useful thing for a lot of reasons and ways.
Yes, and then Friday, a couple days from now, the Muncie Central is having a Civics Day. And so I'll be on a panel along with Senator Alexander talking about civics issues, about the legislature.
Very good. Thanks for doing that. A couple of notes here I'd like to bring up today. One of the things dealt with at the State House in session was House Bill 1338. We talked about that here on WMUN. This is the bill, folks, that had some language that was added in as an amendment that, among other things, limits the public access counselor's purview. Could you put that in layman's terms, Sue, what that means and why people might want to be aware of that?
Yes. If it's suspected that public officials are doing something illegal, like you're not supposed to meet without it being a public meeting. I mean, two or three can get together, but if it's a majority, then it has to be a public meeting. And or that's just one example,
sure,
but things having to do with that.
Okay.
And the public counselor is someone that anyone in the public can ask for an opinion. Did they break the law? And the public counselor researches that. Well, this bill really sort of puts some brakes on the public counselor changing the term
the counselor.
Okay. That's the counselor.
Okay.
The counselor is appointed by the governor, mm-hmm. and now that person's term, unless they do something illegal themselves, is the same term as the governor. This would make it possible to fire the person at will.
And 1338 is the one we're talking about. How did you vote on that legislation, by the way?
Well, I voted no.
Okay, why did you vote
no? A lot of it was because of this last-minute amendment because, the counselor looks at all the laws, and I suppose an individual could do that, but most of us don't know where to look. The public counselor does.
A specialist, as it were.
That's right. So
kind of hard to change that person every four or eight or whatever years as the governor changes. Is that, am I hearing you right?
Yes, and maybe the governor is a second term and they just appoint the public counselor again. But this puts a little more pressure. There's a concern that, well, is the public counselor going to be looking more at the political situation? If they know that they make somebody mad, they could lose their job.
Got it. State Rep. Sue Arrington, our guest on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. You're a state legislator. But how much do you follow the national and or world things, either in D.C., or Ukraine, or Israel, and Gaza, and so on and so forth? How dialed in to that stuff do you stay as a legislator and as a citizen?
Well, as far as making legislation, we often get questions from constituents. Well, can you help me with my Social Security? But that's a federal issue. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do. There are things we can do. We can recommend to Congress that they do something, but it doesn't have, it's not binding by law, but it's a recommendation. But we also, some of the things that happen at the national level affect us in the state, and so we sometimes have bills that relate to that. We had one this past session dealing with China and the purchase of property by countries like China that are considered, not our best friends. So there were, and it's surprising how much land has been bought by some of these companies
countries.
That are
companies from those countries.
Yeah. So there was a concern about that.
All right, Sue Arrington's our guest, WMUN. Last week, you released an op-ed that I saw uncovered, the title of which was A Supreme Dilemma for Women's Health. You're clearly an advocate for legal abortion. The Supreme Court's been dealing with mifepristone. Am I saying that right?
That's pretty close.
Describe what that is. Say it properly and how it's used and why you think, I believe you think, it should be allowed to be used.
Well, there are two drugs that are used in combination to produce a medicine abortion, mifepristone and misoprostol. The second one, by the way, is a cancer drug, so it's used for more than one thing. But anyway, currently there are more medicine abortions done in the United States and was the case here in Indiana, than surgical procedures. So, as you know, abortion is, there's almost a total abortion ban here in Indiana, that women can no longer make this decision on their own and get an abortion in Indiana. We have what you call telemedicine, where a physician from, say, another state could meet by phone or by Zoom with a patient and prescribe mifepristone, and you could get the drugs. So the concern is that there's a court case that is making its way to the Supreme Court that would prohibit the sale or the mailing of mifepristone.
And Sue Arrington, guest this morning, you wrote on the op-ed I'm referencing, this case begs the question, should the Supreme Court have the authority to overrule the FDA? What is your opinion on that?
Well, the FDA is full of specialists in the drugs that they study and approve or disapprove. And they approved this drug years and years ago. The Supreme Court, on the other hand, they may study something, but they're not the experts. I think we need to leave it up to the experts of the FDA to determine the safety of drugs in this country.
Indiana State Rep. Sue Arrington, our guest. You've shared with me so many times at the State House now. We're back to the State House.
Okay.
And the Republican supermajority, and it's the frustration as a Democrat. I would assume that that's maybe an understatement in some cases. Why do you continue doing what you do? Those frustrations in mind, and kind of just speak to that if you don't mind.
Well, maybe I'm an eternal optimist to start with. I think that, you know, there are the votes, but there's also the voice. And I think it's very important to raise, you know, the other side of the coin, or you're just going to have, you know, one side, the decisions being made behind closed doors. And so I really do believe that we have an important job. And I might say that not all of the bills that we pass are controversial. Most of them aren't, but many of them are very important to the people of Indiana. So I'm not always on the losing side of an issue.
Well, on behalf of a grateful community, for you, Sue Arrington, and all of those that choose to serve, we thank you for doing that, because it is not a simplistic job that you undertake, and we thank you and so many others for making that decision to do so.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Sue Arrington, the guest this morning, as we continue with more in just a moment on WMUN.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay until Wednesday, April 24th at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Styles you like, prices you love, Walls Furniture.
At Walls Furniture, we aren't here to sell you anything. We're here to help you find what you're looking for. There's a difference. It's another difference that's made Walls Furniture Muncie's finest place to shop. At Walls, 90% of our furniture is in stock. We rotate new items on our showroom daily, so Walls always has the newest looks and trends.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees.
Need an upgrade on any of those?
Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. Call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill.
Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
Are you ready for a fresh perspective on life? It's God's turn to speak. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on WMUN for God's Turn radio broadcast. During God's Turn, you'll hear from Dr. Daniel Stevens, the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, as he presents powerful truths from God's Word for your life today. Join us for God's Turn at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Good morning, every day, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, live and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Don't miss a moment. We might be talking about you. I just made that up. As announced yesterday on the 765businessjournal.com radio show, new host begins Monday, Lethay Pegues, entrepreneur, local Munsonian, and a lover of his town and his area. Lethay continues his business and will be doing this business for us, hosting the show all about economic development, quality of life, quality of place, issues and topics, and he'll do a fantastic job for us. When we started that show at the outset, our intent was for having somebody that is perfect to host it. I was just getting it up and running as the host. The guests are obviously the star, and the information they're sharing is paramount to our understanding of, as citizens, of what happens in the 765 about business and economic development. That perfect host is Lethay Pegues, and Monday, debut day. I have no idea whom will be on with him. He books the guests, and we look forward to the guests and the content on the WMUN every Monday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. on WMUN. Next item here this morning, people are talking about a gun show loophole or not.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The Biden administration via the ATF last week announced changes to rules they say will close the so-called gun show loophole. But what is this often cited loophole? Some argue it doesn't exist, but it refers to a possibility of someone buying a firearm at a gun show under the guise of a private sale in which a background check isn't necessary. They contend criminals buy their guns this way. And the rule changes now in progress at ATF would require more sellers hold federal firearms licenses as dealers by essentially changing the standard of selling firearms as a livelihood to selling them for a profit. In turn, this would theoretically require more background checks. But the National Shooting Sports Foundation points to data saying fewer than 1% of criminals admit to buying guns in this manner, where more than half admit to buying stolen firearms or just stealing the guns themselves. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
WMUN News Radio, one of two finalists for the National Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters. Today is the day at the NAB radio show in Las Vegas, Nevada, that the winners will be disclosed. WMUN and WLBC right across the hallway, two of our radio stations in little old Muncie, Indiana, are national finalists for that coveted award, and we are very, very proud to say that. Next item here, Walmart might be going to the cyborgs.
The rise of AI.
Inside Walmart's 1.6 million square feet distribution center in Central Florida, there's an artificial intelligence revolution going on. From driverless forklifts to automatic sorters, these robotic machines can almost double the output of a human. But if you think AI is replacing the employees, Pervez Musani, Walmart's senior VP, says, think again.
For our associates, it has actually made them more productive, and it has evolved their labor-intensive jobs into high-skilled, tech-focused jobs.
The giant warehouse is a sea of mechanical arms and scoops, all working quietly and precisely. Packages are automatically sorted by size, weight, and content. Even the labels are machine-produced. As one worker told me, we've gone from being players to coaches, and it's the players that are doing all the heavy lifting. Ashley Webster, Fox Business.
Program note, every day noon to 3 on this radio station is Tony Katz today. Noon to 3, I'm sure he will have guests and topics of statewide and national focus and opinion-based radio, no doubt about it, but also he interviews the movers and shakers from the state house to the national legislative seats to talk to you about issues that we know you care and want to know about. That's noon to 3 today on WMUN News Radio, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. This next one, with the warmer weather we've had and all the dog walking we've seen picking up, and that's great, good exercise for you, but this one reminds you, you always need to be on the lookout for Fido.
Take a pause.
Erin Myrick let her dog True run in an off-leash area along a trail in the Sparks area of Nevada when suddenly
I heard him yelp and I panicked.
True had accidentally stepped into a wildlife trap someone had set up illegally near the trail. She managed to finally get him free, but
we have somebody out there setting traps. I thank God it wasn't a kid who stepped in it.
State officials say that when game wardens see something like this, it's often someone trying to catch coyotes near neighborhoods in an effort to protect their pets. And Cindy Doak of Washoe County Regional Animal Service in Reno warns it's best to keep your dog near you and on a leash.
Anytime that you're out in the desert or even up in the mountains and up in the forest, you should always be aware of there's a possibility traps will be set.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Good morning, listeners in Franklin, Indiana. Right now on the Alexa devices, and I see Fishers and even Anderson, too. In fact, we have an Anderson listener that won a coffee mug from us not that long ago. Speaking of Madison County, we have a station there, too. Mitch in the morning. He's Mitch Hank. I see he has guests this week, county council candidates for 1, 2, 3, 4 of those candidates, and Madison County surveyor candidate, too. You can learn a lot by listening live to our radio stations and or the podcast replays. That one is Oldies 101 in Anderson, Madison County, part of the Woof Boom Radio Group. Next item. D.C. is apparently switching their approach on crime.
This is Fox on Justice. In an effort to reduce crime, D.C.'s mayor wants to bring back something that resembles the broken windows theory to the streets of the nation's capital, going after petty crimes like jumping the turnstile at the Metro to reduce low-level crimes after last year's spike. Here's D.C. Transit Police Deputy Chief Daniel Alvarez.
If MTPD stops an individual for fare evasion in D.C., they are now required by law to give their true name and address so the officer can issue a citation.
After 274 murders in D.C. last year, a two-decade high, Mayor Muriel Bowser signed a new crime bill to combat the issue. The D.C. Police Department also announced plans for drug-free zones to force people off street corners if they are suspected of dealing drugs. Overall, crime is down in the nation's capital in 2024 compared to this point last year. But carjackings have not seen a decrease, numbers that doubled a year ago. Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Loyal listener to WMUN, Danny York, predicts Pacers in 7. That note just in to our WMUN studio. He also added, but you don't really need to ask, who you got? I have the Pacers always. Boom, baby. And that's a quote from Danny York. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate you listening and appreciate everybody listening. Last item here, cops doing good again.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer and the little girl he helped save makes today's Dean's List. 5 years ago, Detective Michael Harton's life changed in the area he serves and protects in New Haven, Connecticut. Detective Harton's quick thinking and training helped him give the Heimlich maneuver to a three-month-old baby named Tuca. Her mom remembers being overwhelmed with fear and panic at the time and thanked God that Officer Harton was there because otherwise her baby would not have made it. And since that day, Detective Harton and his wife have been a part of this child's life, celebrating birthdays and holidays. Tuca's mom says she's grateful to have this man and his family in her life, and despite culture, race, and different walks of life, she couldn't imagine her life without him reminding her of how lucky she and her baby are today. Detective Harton, Tuca, and your families, thank you for sharing your story, and we're so glad you all have each other. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Thank you, Janice. And unless you had headphones or maybe earbuds in, you probably didn't hear like I did. I think there was a siren in the background of Janice Dean while she was doing that feature. I hope everything's okay. It was faint. Pretty sure it was there. It's just radio. We're just real people. We have things happening around us all the time, too. My name is Steve Lindell. I thank you for listening today, and please do this again tomorrow and every morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. News talk, sports talk, community talk. We are the talk radio station of Muncie, Indiana, USA. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, we wish you a great rest of this Tuesday, and a wonderful Wednesday to come. Talk to you then on WMUN.